Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. All the note for this episode said was this: fun in the process. Where did this come from? What inspired that thought? I have a swirl of words, ideas, and voices whirling through my mind, and I'm trying to backtrack to find my way to the point. I'm not sure what the spark of inspiration was, but I think I understand the point I want to make. As I go from none to done, have some fun and enjoy the process. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/322. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. I had to fight the urge to call this episode Joy in the Journey. For whatever reason, my brain gravitates toward alliteration, but instead I went with my original note: fun in the process. I'm not entirely sure where the spark for this idea came from, but I think it's a continuation of what I talked about in the last episode about my core value of done, not none. Which, if you haven't listened to the episode, it's the drive that I would rather have an imperfect finished product that I could learn from than a perfected product that hasn't seen the light of day. But what's interesting is that done, not none is not the whole story. It never is. Because in my journey to get things done, so that I could get paid, so that I could start promoting, so that I could show how great of a creative professional I am, the joy and the enjoyment of the process gets thrown out as I obsess over the final product. And the interesting thing is, if all I ever do is focus on getting things done without having fun along the way, something not so enjoyable happens. I get cranky, miserable, burnt out, and focused on the wrong metrics. And so as you start thinking about what you're doing for your creative work, whether it's a podcast like this, whether it's a filmmaking pursuit or your graphic design career, you're going to have your eyes on the prize, as people like to say. You're going to be focused on the end result. You know, you want to get the project done, you want to get the invoice submitted, but that drive, that desire to get to the end result as quickly and efficiently as possible can overtake just simply enjoying the fact that you get to do something that a lot of people don't. There is joy in the journey if you allow it. There is fun in the process if you allow it. Take traveling, for example. Traveling is probably one of the most miserable things that human beings can do in the modern world. I'm being a little hyperbolic about this, but if you've flown any time in the past year, it just feels like we're cattle being funneled into this giant metal tube and your body hurts, people are coughing. There's a lot of stuff. I just want to get home, or I just want to get to San Francisco. I just want to get to where I'm going. And yesterday, I flew down to San Francisco. I live in the Portland area for a project. I decided that instead of just obsessing over getting to my destination, getting the job done, and getting home, I just wanted to enjoy the process because I didn't really have a whole lot of control. I didn't have a whole lot of say in how long this was going to take. It was a day trip, and so I left at my house at 7 a.m., got home at 11:30 p.m., and I just wanted to pay attention. I wanted to have some fun in the process. I wanted to enjoy my day. And guess what? With that mentality, I enjoyed the day. I got to eavesdrop on some amazingly sad conversations, some fun conversations, some like, wow, that's really cool. And then I got to, you know, talk to some people that were doing interesting things. I'm not like that one guy or that one lady on the plane that's talking your ear off, but occasionally I would strike up a conversation and it was fun. That's fun in the process. Experiencing and allowing yourself to enjoy things as they unfold. I took a book, but I couldn't really focus on the book because I was more interested in people watching and being alone with my thoughts in a completely different place out of my daily environment. And that's part of what fun in the process is all about. I guess what I'm getting at is if done, not none, is my primary core value, fun in the process is number two. And I think creativity is a lot like traveling. We can obsess about getting to where we're going and being miserable and being that one person that's just like, I deserve to get ahead of everyone else. Trust me, I saw a lot of those yesterday. Or you can just be like, hey, you know what? Go right ahead. And you just watch them rush and inflict their misery on others. Or you can have fun in the process, because fun in the process shows up in the final product just as much as obsession, perfection, and procrastination does. Some of the notes that I was reading in my notebook as I was writing this episode came from a couple of books. The first one is Story by Robert McKee, and he writes, "Read everything, nonetheless, for we need all possible help from wherever we can get it. The most valuable insights, however, come from self-discovery. Nothing ignites the imagination like the unearthing of buried treasure." I love the imagery of unearthing buried treasure. Makes me think of the Goonies. I love that movie. I loved it as a kid. I love it as an adult. And I love the idea that there is a treasure map with an X marking the spot. But you know what? You might not ever get to X on the map. That X might not even exist. But the journey to get to X is what it's all about. It can fuel your entire life. It can fuel your obsessions, both positively and negatively. McKee goes on to write, "Whatever your source of inspiration, beware of this. Long before you finish, the love of self will rot and die. The love of ideas sicken and perish. You'll become so tired and bored with writing about yourself or your ideas, you may not finish the race. Genre should be a constant source of re-inspiration." This makes me think about fun in the process as a choice. And I think fun is a genre of work. And it can be a constant source of re-inspiration if you choose it. Having a work ethic where you're miserable and you inflict that misery on others is also a genre of work. We see a lot of different genres of the working world. We see them wreaking havoc on the planet, on each other, and in just how we inflict a vision on the world. But you have a choice. In the book Love is Just Damn Good Business by Steve Farber, he was on the podcast a few episodes ago, he writes, "Our ideal state is to be successful in our business ventures, to amplify personal joy and meaning in our lives, and to change the world for the better all at the same time. You don't have to be a jerk to make money. You don't have to sacrifice money for joy, and you don't have to be a martyr to change the world." He goes on to write, "Ask the questions that matter to you, listen for the answers, and then do what you love in the service of people who love what you do." That, to me, sounds a whole lot like having fun in the process. So, how are you going to have fun? Are you going to have fun? I know for myself, I'm definitely going to push myself to take myself a little less seriously and have a whole lot more fun. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.